fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Thursday, the 4th day of February. The prepper tip of the day is pretty simple, but if you're spending a lot of time outdoors, living outdoors, preparing meals outdoors, need to start fires, just get yourself a carton of Bic lighters, quite frankly. The name brand Bic, B-I-C, Bravo, India, Charlie. Don't get the cheap ones. They'll fall apart on you, and I'm speaking from experience. Get the good, high-quality Bic lighters. Get a carton of them, and they'll last you for many years, and be a great barter item, by the way, a really great barter item. Okay, we've got Dr. Lynn Horowitz with us, and he has too many websites. In fact, these 4, not all of them, the ones he has, believe it or not. But here's 4 websites. We'll give these several times during the show, during this hour. Here's the first one, judicialcorruptionnews.com. Next, we have healthyworldstore.com. And next, we go to RevolutionTelevision.net, and then last but not least, MedicalVeritas.org. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, John. Great to join you again.
Well, sir, as I mentioned before the show started, I feel like I'm living in a never-ending Twilight Zone episode. The world becomes more bizarre, more strange with each passing day and each passing week, doesn't it, sir?
You know, yeah, I've said that. It's a roller coaster ride through the Twilight Zone over the last several years.
Yes.
And it's totally predictable now. You know, I'm starting to now finally get, you know, a substantial amount of good intelligence coming from mainstream. Laura Ingraham last night was really good. They had a segment on the origin of coronavirus. I've seen others that have, likewise, Steve Hilton. It just went up on revolutiontelevision.net. A segment that Steve Hilton did, but they're not grasping in a most powerful, directed way. The greatest truth is that it's all an imposition. Everything is a deception and an imposition for globalization. Ingraham last night actually had a great segment dealing with this bigger picture. It's so confusing for most people, and it's so being discredited by the liberal left media as conspiracy theory, that it's like the Hegelian dialectic, confusion, you know, thesis, antithesis. Thesis is you've got globalization, Bill Gates, you've got the World Economic Forum, you've got these demonic devil doers, literally criminal psychopaths who are satanically possessed, and that they're conducting this genocide that's unfolding globally for globalization. And this is the fundamental. You've got the global elites, of course, complicit. You've got the George Soros's, you've got Bill Gates's crew, Warren Buffett et al., the IBM big cartel, Peter Thiel from Silicon Valley, the chief military data miner. So you've got these complicit characters, and the only reasonable thing to do, actually, and lawful thing to do, would be to arrest these guys and basically put them on a trial and basically, in my opinion, convict them for genocide. And so the media is getting to the point where I've been for the last quarter century. Obviously, this was coming on. My 1996 book, Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, is still internationally the best-selling book in the field of emerging diseases, emerging viruses, communicable diseases. That is even according to Wikipedia and Amazon, that statement. So I've been there from the very get-go. 25 years now, I've been saying what they're finally now grasping and actually telling a substantial amount of this truth. And, you know, is it a little too late, John?
Well, it may be. Doctor, something that I've become aware of the last couple of weeks, something I've suspected for quite a few months, and that's these nasal test swabs that they push up into right next to your brain are actually contaminated with things that will cause harm. The documentary I just forwarded to you offers a lot of evidence that that's in fact going on. I assume you've been looking into this, haven't you, Doctor?
Yes, and see, that's part of the gross criminal deception and fraud is fraud by omission. You know, you can commit fraud by clear and misrepresentations, but you can also commit fraud by omissions. And they're omitting these kinds of things. One of the most important things that they're omitting is how the Pfizer and Moderna DNA distorting, corrupting vaccine, they call them vaccines, they're genetic therapies, they're not even vaccines, how they work. The most important factor is they've got a hydrogel that's loaded with nanoparticles, potentially, because they've been publishing this. This is not a secret any longer. All you have to do is a little bit of due diligence. You go into the scientific literature or even some of the lay literature that's reporting on the scientific literature, and you see what's in the hydrogel coating that they use to deliver the, quote, payload. The payload, that's what they call it. They call it genetic engineering, you know, poison, a payload. And so that's where, like your example of the nasal swab, what the heck is in these things? Because you can't trust them in the least. And this is what gets me. How stupid is the mainstream media? They're obviously not so stupid that they're now finally going into some good details about who's corrupted everything. But how stupid are they to even go along? How stupid are the governors to go along, and the legislators on Capitol Hill? How stupid, if you can't trust these people from the get-go? Why do I say that? Just look at the history of these companies. They've been sued over and over again for fraud and defrauding the FDA even, and then having to have their drugs recalled over and over and over again. So how stupid are we to trust anything that they say? And so you begin to say, well, you're not that stupid. They're not that stupid. So they must be doing it as a complicit agent. And that's exactly what's going down. You've got the mainstream media for mass mind control, and you've got social engineering via this technology that is unfortunately genocidal. And that's where, you know, we the people, who particularly listeners of Republic Broadcasting, because they're educated, you know, the whole congregation is edified, uplifted, not just in the physical realm of what's fact, in science and medicine and protection, but also in the whole concept of spirituality, because you've got to go when you're now looking at the decimation of the entire human population and potential extinction. You've got to go look at the spiritual aspects of this. It's not against flesh and blood with whom we do battle. So you've got to integrate that. Who better than this audience listening now is capable of even having a discussion on that? And that's what, to me, is sad, you know, that we're such a limited remnant, so to speak.
A limited remnant. That would be the people who did not have the swab test and did not get the vaccine. It's going to be less than half the population, probably, won't it?
I think it's true to the Bible, you know. So it wouldn't surprise me if it's just, you know, you begins with 144,000 in Revelation 14:1 that sings a new song, and suddenly now, you know, several other million survivors catch on and are saved, you know. And so I think that's true to what's going down now.
Absolutely. If you've got a question or comment, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. Well, I got a question for you, Doctor. I don't know if you thought about it or looked into it. Mitigation for people who had the swab test and mitigation for people who've had the vaccine, sir.
You know, I think a standard thing, first of all, that comes to mind, again, embracing the whole spiritual dynamics here, is you've got to have that Holy Spirit power of protection above all. Everything physical is dominated by spiritual. And so, again, you get now into the concept of, like, the energy products that you sell in your store, I sell in my store, people who are awake and aware rely on. And, you know, that's what I love about 528 frequency. For example, all of the products, I urge people, use prayer power. Use your prayer power to complement and amplify and be amplified by all of these products that deal with energy of Creator. Creator sustains. Holy Spirit power sustains. So the mitigating factor, number one, is you've got to have your soul and spirit right. You've got to be in divine communion to have the divine protection. And so that's number one. Then there's secondary things. And all the poor people who unfortunately already vaccinated and intoxicated themselves, whether it be via nasal swabs or whether it be taking the vaccine, you've got to start to think about detoxification strategies. So there's a number of products on Healthy World Store. For example, there's the Zeolove product that has a lot of zeolite, which is a good chelation agent. So you want to purify the blood, you want to get rid of heavy metal poisons, you pull it out via chelation agents, and zeolite is one of the best. And it's likewise, it's even proven to be one of the best because it's been substantially regulated. They don't want you to advertise. FDA and FTC doesn't want you to advertise, otherwise they send you warning notices. And then, you know, I've responded in kind, not so kindly, to those notices and basically told them to go to hell using science, using reality. Right. And you got to call them on their fraud. You've got to be able to play their game in the courts, even to be able to indemnify yourself against the harm that they intend to cause. So mitigating factors. There is a whole variety of homeopathics. I love homeopathics. And on the peer-reviewed journal that's called Homeopathic Links, that's published by the world's preeminent homeopaths out of England, about a year or so ago, I published a wonderful article for any naysayers or skeptics who don't believe in homeopathics. I explained how homeopathics work and how 528 frequency in particular becomes an antioxidant within homeopathics. So you're now dealing with not just homeopathy, you're dealing with what I call homeoalchemy, because alchemy is basically taking a element such as lead and turning it into gold. Well, how do you do that? Well, there are people actually doing that. I've met them and I've looked at the samples of the gold that they've produced through, you know, virtual dirt, and it's incredible. But the reality is you take elements and look at the periodic table of elements. How you can do that is by what the Levitical priesthood actually practiced What they did is they energized it through sound frequencies and even potentially light frequencies. They energized the electrons so it shifts in orbital. It shifts in out of its orbital layer, and then ultimately then it becomes a different element. And that's how alchemy is practiced, actually, fundamentally. And that now when you take, for example, oxysilver, you have a 528 frequency in a what's called a covalent bond. The bond is between this microfine silver and the water molecule itself, the oxygen in H2O. That oxygen literally creates a cloud around the silver atom. And that cloud then is not only antimicrobial, and of course, oxygen is a great antioxidant, sustains life. You know, in the Bible, Creator breathed the breath of life into Adam to get him off the ground, right? So it's all oxygen. The life is in the blood. What's in the blood that carries the oxygen? It's hemoglobin. Take a look at the structure of hemoglobin. It's virtually identical to chlorophyll. Well, hello, gee whiz, the sacred geometry of the chemistry of that structure, of that virtual carbon six ring, hexagonal shaped ring. The only difference is we have iron. Human beings have iron at the center of it. Plant world, their blood, their chlorophyll has magnesium, which is the greenish color. Once you understand that now, you begin to understand the biophysics and even electrogenetics of how the Creator and the Holy Spirit power of virtually love resonates those electrons, conducts itself to sustain us by grace, and that is literally the foundation by which you can literally totally transform medicine. You shatter the medical paradigm. The physical, chemical, pharmaceutical paradigm is shattered by this intelligence. And it's not hocus pocus, hairy fairy. This is all solid science that's been proven, double-blind studies over and over again. And there's fields of science that, just like in politics, have been suppressed, have been censored so that they can misrepresent by omissions and then conduct their virtual illusions in place of wonderful celebrating realities that we could literally prosper in all ways and be blessed as a species and sustainable on this planet. We could transform everything if we just understand how the Creator works. And just look at the greatest geniuses of all time. Look at Da Vinci. Look at the grandfather, the pioneer of the word science itself. Came from physics, Aristotle. The first book in science was called Physics. And the root word was philos, love. So it's really all about what Jesus preached and demonstrated. How, you know, here's a great question, particularly for Christian listeners. How is it that the Messiah could have simply touched people and had them miraculously healed? What is it within Jesus that enabled him to do that? The answer is it was the Holy Spirit power of love, compassion, and empathy. That's from the heart. So again, look at what's at the heart of nature. Look at the heart of sunshine. The electromagnetic color spectrum, it's 528 greenish yellow light. The heart of the rainbow, greenish yellow. What honeybees buzz when they're making honey is that frequency of sound and translated into light, because all the light comes out of the sound. You want proof? Start in the Bible, Genesis 1:1-1:2, because you had the Holy Spirit power of the Creator hovering over the face of the water. Here, come back to water again, and H2O and oxygen, the breath of life. Now the Creator says, and as the Holy Spirit power of love is resonating over the water, he says, let there be light, and now out pops the sun. So you got sound now creating light.
Hold that thought, doctor. We got a break. We'll be right back.
K Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait, Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does
everybody understand? Yes, sir. Hello. Oh, okay. Yeah. So at any rate, we were talking about mitigation strategies. And the sound and light of Love 528, to my mind, is the most beneficial, most powerful, paradigm-shattering understanding of how we can actually engage, you know, the salvation, the love of Christ, of Jesus, and then on top of that, be sustained by the Holy Spirit power of love. So anyway, that's the primary mitigation strategy that I can grasp at this point. That's probably the most powerful. And then how do you apply that? Well, it starts with prayer power, and then it starts also, or it goes into, transitions into various products and services that could be administered. You know, again, that's why, for example, we have 528records.com. You know, you can transpose the world's music, and that's what we spent a lot of time and money over the past many years, particularly Sherry Kane, has done a wonderful, wonderful job and creating a music transposition website where you can actually transpose the world's music, which was institutionalized by the Rockefeller cartel in 1938, where they imposed upon the Western world the standard tuning of what's called A440, standard tuning frequency. That's concert pitch, where all the musicians now, to play in tune with one another, they all standard tune to A440. But what they don't know is that came out of acoustic weaponry, research and development. Acoustic weaponry, where you use sound to incapacitate people. And in this case, the sound of the Western world since 1938 is a spiritually suppressing frequency and a stress-inducing frequency. So that's what the Rockefellers did and the globalists did to impose a practical application of what we're talking about. You know, for them, it's great. You dumb the population down and you can impact them with poisons most profitably, and that's genocide. Alternatively, we really could actually take the same understanding of how frequencies work and can be beneficial, and you do a tune-up. Instead of A440, you go to A444. When you tune up simply 4 cycles per second, it's like tuning your radio from static in a bad signal into a clear channel broadcast that you can actually heal, and it uplifts you. You know, you hear it, it's healing, and it uplifts. It's uplifting, spiritually uplifting, because of the energy frequency. And that's what is accomplished when you tune up to A444. Now your musical scale and your body vibrates in tune with nature, in harmony with nature. It's coherent. The frequency, resonant energy of nature, the heart of nature, which is the heart of love, heart of sunshine, heart of God's heart, your heart, my heart, all of that literally gets an uplift, a tune-up. And so that's essentially what I'm looking at in terms of the practical applications. And, of course, there's many, many ways. It's endless. Just like the creator's creative capability is endless with the technology of creationism, you've got, you know, divine design, understanding the matrix, the musical mathematical matrix of divine design. That's what now science, people like Edward Close and Vernon Nepi, researchers in the field of this whole physics revolution, and actually intertwined with biophysics, biology, how the physics of your own chemistry actually operates energetically, fundamentally, before physically, your spiritual beings. And so that is, I think, the most important aspect for practical applications. If you want to green the world, you start with what's causing that green 528 resonant frequency of chlorophyll to be outputting oxygen. And once you do that, now you get into the whole realm of alkalinity, alkalization, antioxidant therapies, viral decimation, destruction of viruses that are producing diseases. You could overcome all of these illnesses very rapidly, and that would put Big Pharma out of business. Well, hello, that's what we need to be doing to survive and not go into extinction at this point. So mitigating strategies are intimately connected to salvation messages and salvation strategies. Simply applying what the fundamental frequency of love, in my opinion, is, again, I've challenged the orthodoxy in Jewish religion in Israel and elsewhere. If the key of the house of David isn't 528, then you tell me what it is. Because it makes most sense that David, who played a healing harp, who healed King Saul with his healing harp, suddenly has the capacity. Now we have the capacity to realize that's a frequency of sound. Key of the house of David.
Hold that thought, doctor. We got a break. We got a caller on hold. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 4th day of February. My website is thelibertyman.com. If you feel moved in your heart to help my friend Sam Andrews of Freedom Tonight USA, proprietor, with the legal battle he's got, there's a link right there on my webpage to do so. Right next to that, we've got the rocket stove. I'll be picking up my rocket stove next week, I believe. The only stove we're aware of that runs on both wood pellets and twigs. And, of course, if you've got issues with arthritis pain, if you've got issues with sleep, check out the energy cleaner at my website. We're getting caught up on back orders, finally, and getting these things out the door. We have a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner, by the way. That's how much I believe in it and stand behind it. Toll-free our line to order your energy cleaner, your mattress pad. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Dr. Len Horowitz. Here's his websites. Listen carefully. I'll say them slowly. First, we have judicialcorruptionnews.com. Then we go to healthyworldstore.com. Next is revolutiontelevision.net. And last but not least, medicalveritas.org. Doctor, we got a caller on hold here. We got John in Florida. Good morning, John. You're on air, John. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, I listened to about the last 10 minutes of your first hour show. I work at the VA here in West Palm, and 7 out of 10 have already taken the vaccine. And out of that 7 out of 10, most of them voted for Joe Biden, and most of them are veterans, and I don't understand.
Well, veterans can have defective brains also. That's not, you know, of course they could.
Well, most of them are under 40, but it just, none of them making any sense. But anyway, and the people lined up to get this vaccine, and you know, it's just, it's crazy.
Well,
and
wait,
if
until
you say
they
anything
get the
against it, you can get fired.
Well, they'll say anything against it. You need your job. But what's the time frame for them getting the second dose, if you know?
They've been getting it. They've been getting
it. Oh, they're getting the second dose already? Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They all I know is these are people I work with, too.
Well, so. Just keep track of how they do and let us know about what's going on down there, John, okay?
Okay. Hey, have a good day. Thanks.
Thank you. Yeah, between the people getting tested and the people getting the vaccine, it's going to be a large percentage of the population, doctor, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They're very persuasive and convincing for a large population. I think that it's also great that there's an anti-vaccination movement that's pretty vocal already, too. I think, you know, there's also your caller who has frequented this show, Elizabeth, sent me recently, and I think she's posted a whole list from the VAERS, the Vaccine Injury Adverse Events Government Report, on all the people in the first even month of this vaccine program getting sick, dying. I mean, it's thousands of people are getting sick and dying. And that's not even considering the long-term impact on autoimmune diseases, on cancers, on whole irregularities associated with what we were talking about earlier. You know, so getting back to the mitigation strategies, I mean, that's essentially why it is that we've got to practically apply virtually the frequencies of love in everything that we're doing, in the products, in the services that we're administering and enjoying. And this, to me, is the only real fundamental salvation. You've got to grasp the power and glory of Jesus's love. You've got to be able to bring in that Holy Spirit power of protection. And you've got to then, everything from eating and drinking and in engaging, enjoying, all of this really revelations, all these, you know, I mentioned about the modern gospel. I don't think it gets any better than this knowledge. And, you know, the fact that it's being suppressed and censored indicates to me, well, there's something probably very wonderful and powerful and, you know, healing with it. And so that's why it is that I think that when you talk about mitigation strategies, you got to look at the sound and light of love. You got to go back to the Genesis 1:1-1:2. How did the Creator create? Then we, the people, can use that model. Just like the Pythagorean mystery school mathematicians, starting with Aristotle, going into Da Vinci and Vitruvius, all of the musical mathematicians, that is where the fundamental creation, and if we want to recreate this planet and we want to recreate our own bodies to be optimal, you know, to be functioning optimally in health, longevity, sustainability, then we apply practically the mitigation strategies that we're talking about here. And you apply it in homeopathics, you apply it in essential oils, antioxidants, vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin E, all of the, even hydroxychloroquine, everything that's really working against viral infections, including ultraviolet light, hello, frequencies again, suddenly you realize that's how Creator creates. That's how Creator sustains. Well, why don't we practice that in medicine of today?
Well, there's no money in it, obviously. That's why. Dr. Red, caller and holder, right? Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, gentlemen. Dr. Horowitz, have you heard anything? Is China vaccinating their people with a bunch of this stuff yet?
Yeah, they've got a different vaccine. And again, it can't be very good because, again, you're looking at the globalists controlling China, controlling the globe. And so that's, again, all you have to do is go back in history in the financial world, and you see that the banksters, you know, today really largely controlled by the private equity investment banksters, such as the Apollo Group, Leon Black's group that veered the 9/11. And this really is, I'm very upset about some of our elected, even Republicans, diverting from the truth about 9/11 being an inside job. But at any rate, without getting into that whole situation, you look at the banksters such as Leon Black that veered the 9/11 Reconstruction Fund that was supposed to rebuild the World Trade Towers. Well, that was literally veered to MGM Grand. That was veered to Las Vegas. That caused, that enabled, that financed the city center. That's the central area of you know, Sin City currently. That's city center. And that at the heart of it is the Veer Towers. And that's a monument, literally a monument to the World Trade Towers that they veered the money. It's called the Veer Towers at the heart of city center in Las Vegas. They veered the money from New York City. And, you know, I watched last night a great film. It's called Pharma Whores, the Showtime sting of Penn and Teller. I haven't watched it in 10 years. I produced it in 2010. You talk about a prophetic, absolutely timely now with coronavirus documentary of what's actually taking place in the deception and the magic world of media. Watch Pharma Whores, the Showtime sting of Penn and Teller. It's the uncensored version. It's up on revolutiontelevision.net. And you can get it again through healthyworldstore.com. I think you can get the password there. I'm not sure exactly how it's working, but I had a password. I got in. I watched Unvaxxed. I'm sorry. I watched Pharma Whores, the Showtime sting of Penn and Teller. And you see, actually, a human being in the World Trade Towers after the plane struck, after the fire went out, you see a human being standing in that gaping hole, and that person is awaiting to be saved. And that then, after that, the explosions occurred, and you can see the explosions, and you can see the demolition, you can see the falling of the tower. So it wasn't the fire. It was obviously not the fire that brought down those towers. Now, right now, yesterday, you've got Lindsey Graham, you've got other leading Republicans saying that this is hogwash. I'm sorry. I mean, you can fool some of the people some of the time, but you can't fool, you know, all of the people all the time. And there are those of us who are going to hold to the truth, which is that this is a globalist scheme. And the banksters that did this have financed China and Chinese rise to power. And they're playing U.S. versus China. And that's consistent with what the Bible talks about. The last bastion of freedom in the world, America, is going to be attacked by the great dragon from the east in the end times, which is obviously on your headline news right now. So this is where,
Doctor, I was wondering, do you know if the vaccine that China is vaccinating their own people with is a genetically engineered, well, not genetically engineered, is this this mRNA type vaccine?
I'm going to have to research that, brother, but I don't think it is. I think that they're using the type of technologies that are more consistent in the vaccinology, such as the AstraZeneca, the Johnson & Johnson, the Oxford vaccines, which take the SARS coronavirus. They probably mutate it to some extent also to actually attenuate it, to make it weaker, and then they inject that. That's a standard type of procedure for vaccinology instead of the Pfizer Moderna. Because I have not heard anything thus far. I probably would have heard. I'd have to do more research, but I haven't heard of China's vaccine replicating an mRNA model.
Well, my thought on that was, you know, with some of John's other guests, they talk about, you know, how the communist Chinese idea is to take this country over. And I was wondering, you know, if we end up with, you know, If Biden pulls it off and gets 100 million people vaccinated with this mRNA, and all of a sudden that group of people, it's interesting that they're, you know, hitting the older people and your frontline healthcare workers and all of that kind of stuff they're trying to. If in a few months those people all of a sudden get sick and die, then how weak does that make our country almost immediately?
We're in a complete agreement. That's John. I know you feel the same way as I do.
Let's look at who's getting vaccinated first. It will be the people we need to help keep us safe: healthcare professionals, firemen, policemen, soldiers.
That's right.
That's who's going to be getting the vaccinations first. That's who's going to be harmed the most. Go ahead.
Yeah. So that, again, if you wanted to have a strategy to take out America, you wouldn't be having anything better than what's taking place right now. And that's why, you know, Laura Ingraham's show last night, where Fauci is changing the goalposts every day, that nothing's based on real science, the whole mask wearing scam, the social distancing, which is causing such distress in the population, that you have increased suicides, you have all these problems. Again, these people in public health, Anthony Fauci is not stupid. They're not stupid people. They're slick, slimy, criminal psychopaths. And what they're doing is most profitable, and it's consistent with what you're talking about. You're talking about a plan. Central intelligence is intelligent. It had a plan, and that's what they're administering right now.
Yeah. Who would have thought that, you know, they would have used a virus to be able, I mean, they're so diabolical and deceitful, it's amazing. But if you think about it, who would have dreamed that they could have used the virus to be able to use mail-in ballots to unseat the best president we've had in my lifetime? It's very interesting. It's very diabolical and evil. All right, I'll let you go, John. Thank you.
Kyle, thank you, sir. Appreciate the caller. Our next caller, doctor, is Lynn in Ohio. Good morning, Lynn.
Hi, John. I was just reading that what's his name, Fauci?
Fauci.
He's the highest paid infectious disease. He gets more money than the president, $419,608 every year. Are you kidding me? Anyway.
That doesn't speak to the millions and millions of dollars that he's getting from his patents, which go back to the AIDS virus era in the early 80s. And he has a number of patents, and all of those patents are fundamental to what Moderna and Pfizer are currently doing with their mRNA vaccines. This guy's a multi-millionaire.
Nice guy, huh? The reason I called, doctor, is because a while ago you mentioned, you know, people that were having children dying from shaken baby syndrome. And I know there's a young lady who was taking care of children who one of them was in that category. In other words, he had been vaccinated. He had, you know, symptoms of, you know, probably a cold or something like that. And she was convicted. The shaken baby syndrome, and I know she's, you know, I just wondered if they still had that Yurko project going or somebody to represent these people, because that young lady's still in jail, prison.
Yes, you know, and there have been in many cases beyond Alan Yurko, who you're referencing, that is involved in this. For people who don't know about this, you can go to medicalveritas.org and research Vera Schreiber's work. Vera Schreiber is the expert in the field of shaken baby syndrome, and where, again, the feds right now, the deception within the social services industry are claiming that the parents are either shaking the babies or sleeping on and suffocating babies, and then they hold them for potentially murder even. So, yes, there. Alan Yurko's project, I think, is still operational, and I think that there's been others. Evie is, I know Sherry Kane was very supportive to a baby called Baby Evie. And she likewise has a similar situation. The mom has a similar situation to this right now. And I know that you can help finance those folks who are turned activists and attempting to get out of jail even. And it's a good point. It's a point well taken.
Okay, thank you. I'll look into it for more information. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks for the call, Lynn. Here's our last break. We'll be right back.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz. Here's his four websites. One last time. Here we go. JudicialCorruptionNews.com, HealthyWorldStore.com, RevolutionTelevision.net, and, of course, MedicalVeritas.org. Doctor, got about 3.5 minutes here to get the word out you want to this week, sir.
Well, thanks. John, I think that you know, we the people have simply got to apply the knowledge base that's already existing. And that is the greatest thing. Again, you know, mitigating strategies, the theme of this show is all about, number one, spirituality, is enhancing your protection, making your Holy Spirit power impregnable against infectious diseases. And again, that's all antioxidants. It's all electrons. Electrons are antioxidants. And you want to restore your power, your energy, you deal with spirituality, and then you deal with a positive lifestyle. You protect yourself nutritionally. You know, again, the natural vegetables, the organics, wonderful citrus fruits. Vitamin C is a powerful antiviral, is a powerful antioxidant. Vitamin D, likewise. Vitamin E, likewise. All of the protective antivirals. So these are the mitigating strategies. And then on top of that, you can get engaged in even simply listening to music. Music, particularly in frequencies of 528 or A444 instead of A440. Suddenly now you're in sync with the heart of nature, the heart of sunshine, the heart of God. And that's magnificent because nothing can touch you in that. You can't be physically harmed. Nothing missing, nothing broken in the kingdom of heaven. You bring it down to earth in your own Holy Spirit-filled temple. And then none of these viruses and all this fraud and scam and genocide won't impact you. And that reduces stress. It increases faith. And that's fundamentally the most important thing. You've got to have a relationship with God, with Jesus. You've got to have faith. And without faith, you've got no relationship. There's no relationship in your life that is sustained without faith. You lose faith in a spouse, in a boss, or in a partner, the relationship's over. So that's where prayer power takes its root. Power is in faith in the Creator. And the Creator is standing by right now to help everybody. Jesus is standing right here, right now, to help everybody that reaches out in faith. And that's where the protection and the salvation lies. Love you, John.
Well said, Doctor. Well said. Thank you, sir. We look forward to having you back next Thursday.
Okay, God bless. Thanks a lot.
Okay, appreciate it. Well, this hour with Dr. Horowitz every week is just so wonderful. And the information he puts out is so cutting edge. I've learned a lot from Dr. Horowitz. I'm sure that all of you have learned a lot from Dr. Horowitz as well. Okay. We should have Steve Hunt with us here shortly, the John Moore Radio Show economic advisor. The markets and metals, gold and silver especially, are just going wacko crazy, and we'll get some lowdown on what's going on. Stay tuned.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.